So thank you. Those are good stories, aren't they? Just very, very, very brief. That through our giving, through our praying, that the Lord is ministering to people all around the world and using the chaos of our world to continue to open hearts, to open doors for the good news of Jesus to be shared both in demonstration, so a lot of demonstration, and in the proclamation of the gospel. Those two go hand in hand, demonstrating the love of Christ and then proclaiming the good news of Christ. Those two go hand in hand. So thank you for your partnership in that. As we begin this morning, let's join our hearts together in prayer, and the worship team will come and lead us in praise and worship. Let's look to the Lord together. Our Father in heaven, we pause at the beginning of our time together to turn our heart's affection, to turn our heart's attention to you. Lord, we've all come with different needs. We've all come from different places. But Father, we come with one joint purpose, and that is to worship you, to exalt you, to glorify you, to draw near to you, to be changed by you, to receive your love, to receive, to cultivate your presence in our lives so that we might be ones who are sent from here to care for those around us in this chaotic world that we live. We thank you for the privilege of caring for those around the world and the chaos of our world. And we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of doing the same in our own local community and our neighborhoods. And so, Father, we pray that you would give us eyes, even through this time, that you might even impress upon us and give us your eyes to see the needs of those around us, that we might be able to step in, empowered by your Spirit, to both demonstrate and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we come to glorify you, to worship you, and we come to be filled up by you, so that we might have something to give. For freely we have received, this day we look to receive from you, even as we worship you, so that we might freely give to those around us. Father, we love you. It is with expectation, it is with anticipation that we enter into this time. And so, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We surrender to you. Come, Holy Spirit, to open our eyes and our ears that we might see and hear from Christ. And so, Jesus, would you lead us to the Father this morning in a fresh way? That, Father, your kingdom might come and your will be done here in our lives and on this earth a little bit more as it's done perfectly in heaven. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worshiping our Heavenly Father together.
The blood of
Nothing else that saves us, nothing else that cleanses and redeems us, nothing but your blood. Jesus, you are our hope and our peace. We thank you for taking our sins upon yourself, Lord. For loving us, Lord, even when we had turned our backs on you. God, we thank you for your love.
Come all you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water. So more. afflictions, He'll lay them down at the foot of the cross. Jesus is waiting,
God
so loved the world.
Heavenly Father, You are so good. You take us as we are. We thank You, Lord, that we can bring all of our failures, our addictions, our weaknesses, Lord, our flaws, our struggles, and just lay them at the foot of the cross. Just lay them at Your feet, Lord. And so we want to do that today. Jesus, any areas of our lives where we have yet to just hand it over to You, Lord, we ask that You would bring those to surface, that You would draw those to our attention, and just give us the strength to just hand them over, let go of the control, just hand it over to You. God, we thank You that the love that You have for us isn't based upon our works, our performance, that You love us, Jesus, and that is where our worth lies. And so, Lord, we just ask that You would help us to find the joy in that this morning for any who are wrestling with it. And even those of us who have it, let that increase, Lord. Let that be continually increasing within us, and let it shape the way that we live our lives. Amen.
Christ, my
So, Father, we come to the cross of Christ, knowing, as Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, he must take up his cross and deny himself and follow me. That in your kingdom, we gain our lives by losing our lives for your sake. And so, Father, may we decrease so that Christ may increase. May we come to the cross not just for salvation, but may we come to the cross each day for your mercy to be poured out, for your refreshing to come to find fresh life. For the work has been finished. May we come and apply it more, that finished work, to our hearts and to our lives. So, Father, even now, would you speak to us? Would you allow us this morning to take hold a little bit more of what Christ has taken hold of us for as we press on towards greater Christ-likeness, greater maturity, greater intimacy of knowing Jesus? For Jesus, you are our goal and you are our prize. Speak to us as we pray. I pray as we look into your word. Lead us to truth. Thank you for these moments of worship through song. We glorify your great name.